And just say to the Lord, reveal this word to me.
Ja palume Jumalal oma sõna avada meile.
The Holy Spirit will open our eyes.
Ja püha vaim avab meie silma.
And we are going to hear something which has been hidden.
Et me kuuleksime midagi, mis on olnud varjatud.
God never just bring forth something new.
Et Jumal tahab tuua esile midagi uut.
What he started in the beginning.
Sellest, mida ta on alguses alustanud.
It's always the same.
Ja see on alati see sama.
God is eternal.
Jumal on igavene.
And his word and his plans are eternal.
Ning tema sõna ja tema plaanid on igavesed.
But because of the fall of man.
Aga inimese langemise tõttu.
And everything has been perverted.
On kõik nagu rikutud.
How many of us know the devil?
Kui paljud meist teavad saatanat?
Is busy.
Teavad, et saatanal on väga kiire.
Always busy.
Ta on väga hõivatud alati.
To pervert the truth.
Et tõde väänata.
To go against the plan of God.
Et minna Jumala plaanide vastu.
And that we call him antichrist, against Christ.
Sellepärast kutsume teda antikristuseks.
He hates God. He hates God.
Ta vihkab Jumalat.
And because we are created in the image of God.
Ja kuna meid on loodud Jumala näo järgi.
And he hates us.
Siis ta vihkab meid.
We have a common enemy.
Meil on ühine vaenlane.
He is a hater of our father.
Ta vihkab meie isa.
And he is a hater of the children.
Ja ta vihkab ka isa lapsi.
And his work is to confuse. His work is to confuse.
Tema töö on ajada meid segadusse.
And to make it false.
Ja muuta kõik valeks.
So that we don't get peace.
Et meil ei oleks rahu.
We don't fulfill the plan of God.
Ja me ei täidaks Jumala plaani.
Everything is created with a purpose.
Kõik on loodud ühe eesmärgiga.
Nothing is created on the earth without purpose.
Miski siin maa peal pole loodud ilma kindla eesmärgita.
Even the bacteria and virus has purpose. Bacteria and virus.
Isegi bakteritel ja viirustel on oma eesmärk.
The small insects have purpose.
Väikestel putukatel on oma eesmärk.
But the purpose God has destined with man is greater than everything.
Kuid see eesmärk, mis Jumalal on inimese jaoks, on suurem kui miski muu.
So let's pray.
Et palvetame.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Isa Jeesuse nimel.
We are so much privileged to come before you.
Meil on nii suur eesõigus tulla sinu ette.
We thank you for this special privilege.
Me võtame seda väga erilise eesõigusena.
That you will display and reveal your secrets.
Et sa paljastad oma saladusi.
And it will be real for us tonight.
Ja need saavad meie jaoks tõeliseks täna.
So that we will receive your perfect plan.
Et me võtaksime vastu sinu täiusliku plaani.
And we will fulfill what you have called us to do.
Ja me täidame seda, milleks sa meid oled kutsunud.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Tänan sind, püha vaim.
While your word is coming out.
Et sinu sõna tuleb välja.
Let it bring healing power.
Lasse toob tervendust.
Comforting power.
Lasse lohutab.
And power that equips us.
Ja lasse varustab meid.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus anima.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Our theme will be the purpose of a woman.
Meie teemaks täna on naise eesmärk.
This has nothing to do with feminism.
Sellel ei ole midagi pistmist feminismiga.
This has to do with the purpose of God.
Sellel see puudutab Jumala plaani naise jaoks.
And God has planned for a man and woman.
Jumal on loonud mehe ja naise.
To be like him.
Oma sarnaseks.
And he created man.
Ta lõi mehe.
As we read it in Genesis chapter 1.
Nagu on esimese Moosese esimeses peatükis.
God has created the 5 days, the galaxies, the world, everything he created.
Jumal on loonud kõik, maailma, galaktikat, kõik on tema loodud.
And he had a purpose in his heart while he was creating heavens, the galaxies, the world, the sea, the ocean.
tal oli mingi kindel eesmärk tema südames, kui ta lõi taevad, kui ta lõi galaktikat, kui ta lõi maa, ookeanid ja kõik, mis seal on.
He was thinking about somebody.
Ta mõtles kellestki.
And that somebody is you and I.
Ja see keegi oled sina ja mina.
Everything was created.
Kõik loodi.
To work for you and I.
Et sa töötaks sinu ja minu heaks.
We don't work for the sun.
Meie ei tööta päikese heaks.
We don't serve for the moon.
Me ei teeni kuud.
We don't work for the fish.
Me ei teeni kalu.
Everything.
Kõik.
Is created to serve us.
On loodud selleks, et meid teenida.
Human being is the crown of the creation.
Inimene on kogu loodu kroon.
You can say, I'm the crown of the creation.
Sa võid öelda, mina olen kogu loodu kroon.
And everything has to be under our subjection.
Ja kõik peab olema alistunud meile.
We will rule together.
Me valitseme koos.
Everything has to obey us.
Kõik peab meile alluma.
Because we are created in the image of God.
Sest meid on loodud Jumala näo järgi.
To be like God.
Et olla nagu Jumal.
To think like God.
Et mõelda nagu Jumal.
To walk like God.
Et kõndida nagu Jumal.
And work like God.
Ja töötada nagu Jumal.
So that this earth,
see maa,
it will be like heaven.
Et see saaks olema nagu taevas.
That was the purpose of God.
See oligi Jumala eesmärk.
He want to extend his heaven.
Ta tahab laiendada oma taevaid.
On this physical earth.
Siia füüsilise maa peale.
God rules in heaven.
Jumal valitseb taevas.
And he gave us the authority.
Ja ta andis meile meelevalda.
That man and woman together.
Et mees ja naine koos.
We rule upon this earth.
Me valitseksime siin maa peal.
He has given us the authority.
Ta on andnud meile meelevalda.
We together.
Et meie koos.
Connected with heaven.
Ühendatud olles taevaga.
We will bring heaven on earth.
Siis me toome taev maa peale.
That's why the father said.
Seda ütles isa.
Pray like this.
Palvetage nii.
Our father in heaven.
Meie isa taevas.
Hallowed be thy name.
Pühitsetud olgu tema nimi.
Thy kingdom come.
Sinu riik tulgu.
On earth.
Siin maa peal.
Amen. Thy kingdom come on earth.
Sinu riik tulgu.
And that will be done. What is the will of God?
See on Jumala tahe.
The will of God is to see himself in you and me.
Jumala tahe on näha ennast sinus ja minus.
God is love.
Jumala on armastus.
He want to love himself.
Ta tahab armastada ise ennast.
Because he is in you and me.
Sest ta on sinu ja minu sees.
He want to see his majesty.
Ta tahab näha oma all hiilgust.
And all his power.
Ja oma väge.
All his good things.
Kõik neid häid asju.
He want to see in you and me.
Ta tahab neid näha minu ja sinu sees.
And he has filled us with his life.
Ja ta on täitnud meid oma enda eluga.
So I will take you to the foundational knowledge. To the ground.
Ma toon teid nagu selle.
In Genesis chapter 1.
Alguse juurde, esimese Mooses esimesse peatükki.
After Jesus created everything, after God created everything,
peale seda, kui Jumal kõik lõi,
on the sixth day,
siis kuuendal päeval,
God the Father,
Jumal Isa,
God the Son,
Jumal Poeg,
God the Holy Spirit,
Jumal Püha Vaim,
they agreed together,
siis nad tulid nagu ühele meelele,
and they said,
ja ütlesid,
let us create man,
et loome inimese,
what is man?
Mis on inimene?
Man is a species.
Inimene on liik.
It's the name of species like us.
See on meie liigi nimetus.
There are animal species.
On loomuliike.
There are the bird species. Birds.
Ah, on linnuliike.
And the what you call vegetable species.
Ja taimeliike.
And we are called man.
Ja meid kutsutakse inimesteks.
Man in Hebrew words, it is spirit being. In the Hebrew, it is a spirit being.
Heebrea keeles sõna inimene öeldakse nagu, et vaimne olend.
We are spirit.
Meie oleme vaimud.
So when God created man,
nii et kui Jumal lõi inimese,
it was man and woman together. It's plural.
Siis oli ta nagu mitmuses, mees ja naine koos.
And God said,
ja Jumal ütles,
he created man and woman in his image, in his likeness.
et ta lõi mehe ja naise oma näo järgi oma sarnaseks.
So we are a spirit being.
Me oleme vaimolendid.
And we look like God.
Ja me näeme välja nagu Jumal.
The spirit of God is in us.
Jumala vaim on meie sees.
That's why we can think like God.
Sellepärast võime mõelda Jumala moodi.
We can manifest his moral character.
Me võime tema moraalset iseloomu.
We can be like him.
Välja elada. Me võime olla tema moodi.
Because we are of the same nature.
Sest meil on sama loomus.
When God breathed in.
Et Jumal nagu hingas.
He himself came into that man.
Kui Jumal hingas oma hingeõhu meie sisse, siis tema ise tuli meie sisse.
So spirit,
et vaim,
they don't have gender.
Temal ei ole sugu.
Spirit are not man or woman.
Vaim ei ole mees ega naine.
Spirit is like God.
Vaim on nagu Jumal.
Spirit they cannot marry.
Vaim ei saa abielluda.
Amen. But the purpose of God
Jumala eesmärk
is that the man, the spirit,
et inimene, see vaim,
has to have an earth suit. Earth suit, like clothes, the body. Earth. Dust.
Et sellel body. Vaimul peab olema keha.
And when God created the man, spiritual one,
kui Jumal lõi inimese,
he gave the same blessing.
Siis ta andis selle õnnistuse.
The plural man,
et see mitmuses inimene,
the spirit, woman and man,
see vaimne mees ja naine,
they were blessed equally.
Neid õnnistati võrdselt.
And God has commanded them equally. They told them equally.
Ja ta ütles neile mõlemile võrdselt.
He told them, be fruitful, both of them.
Ta ütles neile mõlemile võrdselt, olge viljakad.
And he told them, fill this earth.
Ja täite see maa.
And he told them, rule.
Ja ta käskis neil valitseda.
But in the second chapter of Genesis.
Kui ta esimese Mooses teises peatükis.
If we read Genesis chapter 2, verse 7.
Kui me loeme esimese Mooses teise peatükis.
You need to read your Bible.
Esimese Mooses.
It's very important.
Teine peatükk. Seitsmes.
And in verse 7 it says that the Lord God formed the man of dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And the man became a living creature.
Ja Issand Jumal valmistas inimese, kes põrm on mullast ja puhus tema ninasse eluhinguse. Nõnda sai inimene elavaks hingeks.
When God is saying here man, he is not saying to the male.
Jumal ütleb siin inimesele.
He is saying to the man and female man.
Ta ütleb nii mehele kui ka naisele, kes on koos nagu selles inimeses.
And God put an earth suit from the ground. Formed. It says formed.
Ta...
Number 7, God formed the man of dust.
Ja, et siin ütleb, et valmistas inimese, kes põrm on mullast.
In chapter 1,
esimeses peatükis.
It says God created.
Ütleb nii, et Jumal lõi.
It is called rada.
Seda kutsutakse rada.
Let me just check it again. Asa. Asa and bara. It is called created is bara. He just created from nothing. From nothing.
Et ta nagu lõi, mitte millestki.
He just brought the man, the spiritual one, from himself.
Ta tõi selle vaimse inimese esile ise endast, nagu and mitte millestki.
We call it bara.
Ja seda kutsutakse sõnaga bara.
God created from something from nothing.
Et Jumal lõi midagi, mitte millestki.
But when he formed him,
aga kui ta vormis inimese,
the body,
selle ihu,
the dust,
siis ta tegi seda mullast.
It's called assa.
Seda kutsutakse assa.
God just brought from something,
Jumal võttis midagi,
from already existed dust,
mis juba eksisteeris,
and got formed,
ja vormis sellest,
a body,
ihu,
and he breathed in again.
Ja ta hingas sinna eluhingust sisse.
And he became a living soul.
Ja inimene sai elavaks hingeks.
So human being,
et inimene,
we are a spirit.
Meie oleme vaimulem.
We have soul.
Meil on hing.
And we are living in a body.
Ja me elame ihus.
Are you with me?
Kas te järgite mind?
This is very deep, but you need to understand it.
Te peate sellest aru saama.
So when he says man here, he doesn't say for the male one. He doesn't say for the male. It is for both.
Et siin on nagu ei.
Verse 7, yeah. Mm-hmm. What we read. Mm-hmm.
Et tema nagu tegi inimese, siis mitte ainult mehe, vaid inimolendi, nii mehe kui naise.
So we see here.
Me näeme siin.
God has created only, formed only one body.
Et Jumal vormis ainult ühe ihu.
He never went back to the dust and he formed many bodies.
Ta ei läinud edaspidi jälle mullast ihusid vormima.
Only one body.
Ainult ühe ihu tegi.
And in this one body.
Ja see üks ihu.
There was everybody.
Seal olid kõik sees.
Hello. In this one body.
Ainult üks ihu.
It was everybody.
Ja see olid kõik. Kõik olid seal.
And God said,
ja Jumal ütles,
here in verse 25 maybe,
salmis 25,
no.
Say.
And in verse 8, and then the Lord God,
salm 8, ja issand Jumal,
you can read it from 2 to 10.
Read
it from 8 to 10, yeah.
Ja issand Jumal istutas Eedeni rohuaia päeva tõusu poole ja pani sinna inimese, kelle ta oli valmistanud. Ja issand Jumal laskis maast tõusta kõiksugu puid, mis olid armsad pealt näha ja millest oli hea süüa ja elupuu keset aeda ning hea ja kurja tundmise puu.
Mm-hmm.
Ja Eedenist sai alguse jõgi, mis kastis rohuaeda ja kunades sealt peale neljaks haruks.
Amen. And God, he just brought this man.
Ja Jumal tõi selle inimese.
When everybody is in him.
Kelle sees kõik olid.
Into Eden.
Edeni aeda.
Eden is not geographically situated land.
Eden ei ole mingi geograafiline koht.
It is a spiritual.
See on vaimne koht.
Eden means in Hebrew.
Eden heebrea keeles tähendab.
It is a spot.
Et see on paik.
And it is open heaven.
See on avatud taevas.
The presence of God.
Jumala ligialu.
And it is delightfulness.
See on nagu
delightfulness. Happiness.
See on nagu rõõm.
And it is a moment.
Ja see on hetk.
So Eden is not geographically. Nobody can find it on earth.
Et Eden ei ole paik, mida keegi võiks leida maa pealt.
So when God created man,
kui Jumal oli inimese,
he put him first in his presence.
Siis ta kõige pealt pani ta oma ligiolusse.
God brought man into his presence.
Jumal tõi inimese oma ligiolusse.
Under open heaven.
Avatud taeva ja kohale.
And it was just that place only.
Ja see oli just see paik ainult.
How many of you knows kingdom of God is full of joy?
Kui paljud teist jäävad, et Jumala kuningriik on täis rõõmu.
And there was joy.
Ja seal oli rõõmu.
And there was peace.
Ja seal oli rahu.
And God said to the man,
ja Jumal ütles inimesele,
when everyone is in him,
et kui kõik on tema sees,
he told him,
kui kõik olid selle ühe inimese sees, siis ta ütles sellele inimesele,
work.
Tööta.
Work.
Tööta.
Amen.
Amen.
A man has to work.
Inimene peab töötama.
We have to work.
Me peame töötama.
And he said, you have to cultivate the garden of Eden.
Ta ütles, et te peate harima Edeni aega.
He has to develop it.
Te peate seda arendama.
And after that, God said,
ja peale seda ütles Jumal,
oh, it's not good. It's not good.
Et ei ole hea.
The man to be alone.
Inimesel olla üksinda.
He means the spiritual being, the plural.
Ta mõtleb seda vaimset olendit.
It's not good to be one.
Et ei ole tal hea olla nagu üks.
And he said,
ja ta ütles,
Let me bring him a helper.
Las ma teen talle abilise.
And when God says helper,
ja kui Jumal ütleb,
there is
abilise,
deep secret.
Siis selles on üks sügav saladus.
He is not saying that she is a servant.
Ta ei ütle, et tema on teenija.
He is not saying that she is a slave.
Ta ei ütle, et ta saab olema nagu ori.
He is saying that she must help him.
Ta ütleb, et see abiline peab aitama.
This man, male man,
seda meesinimest,
that he has to come out into the world.
Et ta peab tulema välja maailma.
Are you here? The help is
ja abiline on,
that everybody was in one.
Et kõik olid selle ühe sees alguses.
So the woman has to be a helper to bring everybody here on this earth.
Nii et naine peab olema abik selles, et tuua kõiki, kes selle ühe esimese sees olid, et tuua nad siia maa peale.
I will say it again.
Ma ütlen uuesti.
I will say it again. The help is
abiline.
That everybody was in one body. Everybody was in one body.
Kõik olid ühe keha sees.
And God said, it's not good that everybody will be in one body.
Ja Jumal ütles, et see ei ole hea, et kõik on ühe ihu sees.
So let me bring a helper.
Nii et las ma toon abilise.
A helper that will bring this everybody into this physical earth.
Abilise, kes toob need kõik siia füüsilisse maailma.
No human being can be born without a mother.
Ükski inimene ei saa sündida ilma emata.
Every human being has to be birthed through the woman.
Iga inimolend peab sündima naisest.
That's what God meant as a helper.
Seda Jumal mõtles nagu abilise.
He doesn't mean that she has to be a servant in the kitchen.
See ei tähendanud köögi abilist.
Or a sex slave.
Või seksi orja.
No.
Ei.
It's a big plan.
See on suur plan.
A woman,
naine.
It is a spiritual woman.
See on vaimne naine.
When God has created the man and formed the man,
kui Jumal lõi mehe, inimese,
he just made him like, you know, like he sees a man.
Siis ta
they are like this. They are directly straight. He formed them.
Ta nagu vormis mehe.
We are completely different.
Me oleme täiesti erinevad.
God has just formed a man.
Jumal tegi inimese.
He is like a sick.
Selle mehe ta tegi nagu selliseks nagu post või.
But when he made the woman,
kui ta tegi naise,
he made her in different way.
Ta tegi ta teistugusel viisil.
He start to just make her. He formed her. He sculptured her.
Siis ta nagu vormis teda ja nagu skulptor.
For that purpose.
Selleks eesmärgiks.
God put a womb in the mother, in the female.
Ja selle eesmärgil pani ta nagu selle üsa naise sisse.
A womb.
Üsa.
That's why she is called woman.
Sellepärast teda kutsutakse nagu.
In the Latin is womb. A man with womb.
See on nagu üsaga inimene.
And God said,
ja Jumal ütles,
that she was beautifully made.
Et ta on väga kaunilt loodud.
And he brought her, presented her to the man.
Ja ta tõi ta mehe juurde.
He presented her to the man.
Ta tõi ta mehe juurde.
He never told him, get married with her.
Ta ei öelnud mehel, et mina abiellu temaga.
He just put her before him.
Ta lihtsalt pani naise tema ette.
And the man start to see. The man start to look at her.
Ja mees vaatas naist.
And he said, wow!
Ning ütles, wow!
And this is a bone from my bone.
Kas see on minu küljelus tehtud?
Do you know what does it mean?
Kas teate, mis see tähendab?
She is exactly like me.
Ta on täpselt minu moodi.
She is a clown of me.
Ta on minu kloon.
He said, she is a flesh out of my flesh.
Ta on liha minu lihas.
And he was so much attracted.
Ja mees oli nagu nii,
attracted.
Ta oli nii meelis.
And he took her.
Ja ta võttis ta.
He doesn't want to just leave her.
ei tahtnud lihtsalt jätkata teda.
And he took her as his wife.
Ja ta võttis ta omale naiseks.
And this is the secret of a woman.
Ja see on naise saladus.
She is a helper in the biggest perspective of God.
Ta on abiline nagu Jumala suures plaanis.
And we are created totally different.
Meid on loodud täiesti erinevalt.
Man and woman, in our spirit we are equal.
Mees ja naine on vaimus täiesti võrdsed.
We both rule in different way. We both rule.
Me mõlemad valitseme erineval viisil.
But in different way.
Kuid me mõlemad valitseme, kuid erineval viisil.
The man rules with logic.
Mees, mehel valitseb nagu loogika.
The man is logic.
Mees on loogiline.
But the woman rules by influence.
Kuid mees juhindub nagu naine juhindub rohkem tunnete järgi.
The woman is very impulsive.
Ta on väga impulsiivne.
She has a great emotion.
Ta on väga emotsionaalne.
So if I speak one word to both of them.
Kui ma räägin neile mõlemile.
She will add emotion.
Tema lisab emotsioon.
She will feel it.
Siis naine tunneb seda.
But the brother, he will analyze it.
Kuid mees hakkab oma peas analüüsima seda.
He will think of it. He will think of it.
Ta mõtleb selle peale.
He doesn't include his feeling.
Ta ei lisa sellele oma tundeid juurde.
That's why it is very important that we need to know the difference.
Sellepärast on tähtis teada seda erinevus.
If a woman says, get out of the house.
Kui naine ütleb, mine välja majast.
Don't go out. Don't leave.
Siis ei ole vaja minna.
She doesn't mean it.
Ta ei mõtle seda tõsiselt.
She just felt like that.
Ta lihtsalt tundis korraks.
And if a man says, you are stupid.
Ja kui mees ütleb, sa oled rumal.
He doesn't mean it.
Siis ta ei mõtle seda
tegelikult. He just thought that moment.
Ta mõtles sellel hetkel.
She thought like stupid.
Et ta nagu tundus rumal.
So a woman
kui naine
is very perceptive. She receive.
Kui naine tajub.
And if you speak to a woman
ja kui sa räägid naisega
she just deposit it in her heart disk.
Siis ta nagu salvestab selle oma südame kettale.
She don't forget it.
Ta ei unusta seda.
But the man
kuid mees
he just speak. He just speak.
Ta lihtsalt räägib.
He just analyze.
Ta analüüsib.
And he just forget.
Ja unustab.
We think differently.
Me mõtleme erineval viisil.
We feel differently.
Me tunneme erinevalt.
And we have this difference only on this physical earth.
Ja meil on need erinevused ainult siin füüsiliselt siin maa peal.
A man.
Mees.
Male man.
Ta inimene, ehk mees inimene.
He is a giver.
Ta on andja.
Because everybody was in him. Everybody was in him, in the man.
Inimese sees olid kõik.
In Adam.
Adama sees olid kõik inimesed.
And he gave to the woman.
Ja ta andis naisele.
And the woman, like an incubator.
Ja naine on nagu inkubaator.
She feeds the baby.
Ta
feed, yeah.
Ta toidab last.
She take care of the baby.
Ta hoolitseb lapse eest.
And she put dress on the baby, body. She give body to the baby.
Ja ta annab babyle ihu.
And she gives to the man back.
Ja ta annab mehele tagasi.
A baby.
Lapse.
Hello. Are you here? Are you sleeping?
Olete te siin, ei ole vabama jäänud.
So the man is a source.
Mees on allikas.
Source means every human being has to come from the man.
Mees on allikas ja iga inimolend peab tulema mehest.
But he needs an incubator.
Ta vajab inkubaatori.
A receiver.
Vastuvõtja.
A mother.
Ema.
That she keeps in her womb.
Kes oma üsas.
She shares everything what she has.
Ja nagu kannab last ja jagab ja
She gives.
Ja naine nagu jagab.
She gives her life to the baby.
naine annab elu lapsele.
Even she sacrifices herself.
Niimoodi, et ta ohverdab ennast.
She gets sick.
Jääb haigeks.
It's painful.
See on valus.
But she keeps the baby.
Kui ta hoiab seda last.
And the most painful, what you call this, is birth.
Ja, et sünnitus on väga, väga valus asi.
The scientist says it is the highest peak of pain, childbirth.
Teadlased ütlevad, et sünnitusvalu on nagu valu tipp, mis üldse...
And a woman is not weak.
Naine ei ole nõrk.
She is powerful.
Ta on väga vägev.
She is very powerful.
Ta on väga vägev.
I have 4 children.
Minul on 4 last.
And I'm a midwife.
Ja mina olen ise töötanud ämma emadena.
Nobody want to give birth.
Mitte keegi pole tahtnud sünnitada.
And when I gave my first baby, I gave birth, my first child.
Kui ma sünnitasin oma esimest last,
I said to God,
siis ma ütlesin Jumalale,
this is very painful. This is very painful.
See on väga valus.
And I said to God,
ja ütlesin Jumalale,
why don't you let the man to try it once?
Miks ta seda kas või üks kord järgi proovida?
Hello. I believe you will die.
Ma usun, et te sureks ära.
You don't have that power.
Teil ei oleks nii palju...
But God has given this power to the woman.
Jumal on andnud selle väe naisele.
And the woman just after the birth, she forget her pain.
Peale sünnitus naine lihtsalt unustab oma valu.
And immediately start to look after this baby.
Ja siis me hakkame hoolitsema selle lapse eest.
She start to kiss and embrace the baby.
Ta hakkab siis kussutama seda last.
And she carries the baby. She takes care of the baby.
Ja ta hoolitseb lapse eest.
And she give her life to the baby.
Ta annab oma elu nagu selle lapse.
She feeds the baby.
Ta toidab last.
She takes care of the baby.
Hoolitseb lapse.
She cleans the baby.
Puhastab teda.
She carries the baby. She feeds the baby.
Toidab last, ja.
And she a mother.
Ta on ema.
She is also a sister.
Ta on ka õde.
She is also a wife.
Ka abikaasa.
She is everything.
Ta on kõik.
God has created the mother.
Jumal on loonud ema.
To multiply.
Et nad paljundaksid.
It is a mother that she is birthing the great men.
See on ema, kes sünnitab suured mehed.
The kings.
Kuningad.
The priest.
Preestrid.
The president.
Presidentid.
All the big scientists.
Kõik suured teadlased.
It is a mother who has just took care of them.
See on ema, kes on kõigi nende eest hoolitsenud.
A mother has got the biggest work.
Naine, ema on teinud ära suurima töö.
She is also a teacher.
Ta on ka õpetaja.
She teaches her children.
Ta õpetab oma lapsi.
A woman who fears God.
Naine, kes kardab Jumalat.
She is a woman that creates family.
On naine, kes loob perekonna.
And this family.
Ja see perekond.
Together with that man.
Koos selle mehega.
They form a nation.
Nad moodustavad rahva.
But if a woman,
aga kui naine,
she doesn't know God,
ei tunne Jumalat,
she is very dangerous,
siis ta muutub väga ohtlikuks.
Very dangerous.
Väga ohtlikuks.
So it is totally wrong that the devil says she is weak.
Ja see, mida maailmane ütleb, et naine on nõrk, see on täiesti vale.
If she doesn't have God,
kui tal ei ole Jumalat,
she always destroyed kings.
Siis ta on hävitanud kuningaid.
She destroyed Adam.
Ta hävitas Aadama.
And all the creation has been destroyed.
Ja kogu lood on hävitatud.
She destroyed Abraham.
Ta hävitas Abrahami.
She destroyed David.
Taaveti.
She destroyed all the celebrities.
Kõik need kuulsused.
She destroyed presidents.
Presidente on hävitanud.
It was not so long time. The president of America. She put him down there.
Siis pani ta sinna maha.
A woman is so dangerous.
Naine on nii ohtlik.
But the woman who fears God.
Kuid naine, kes kardab Issanda.
Who can find her?
Kes küll leiab sellise?
Who will get her?
Kes saab?
In the Bible, in Proverbs chapter 16 and 18, it says, who can get, who can find a woman who fears God?
Et õpetussõnade 16, 18, ütleb, et kes leiab naise, kes kardab Issandat.
And I give myself the answer.
Ja ma annan vastuse.
A man who just prayed.
Mees, kes on lihtsalt palvetanud.
A woman who fears God is the most precious creation on earth.
Naine, kes kardab Issandat, on väga väärtuslik.
So the important things for us is
meie jaoks oluline asi on
a man without woman,
et mees ilma naise,
woman without man,
naine ilma mehe,
it cannot be man.
See ei ole, ei saa olla nagu inimest.
Man without woman,
mees ilma naiseta,
he will die.
Sureb.
He just was born and died.
Ta lihtsalt sünniks ja sureks kohe ära.
And a woman without a man,
ja naine ilma meheta,
no history. She was born and she died. A woman without man, she is just existing for a short time and she died.
Siis ta ka eksisteerik, et naine ilma mehete ka eksisteeriks lühikest aega sureks ära.
But a woman who fears God,
kuid naine, kes kardab Issandat,
she is the crown of her husband.
On oma mehe kroon.
She is the crown.
Ta on kroon.
And she is the neck.
Ja kael.
She is the neck.
Kael.
The man is the head.
Mees on pea.
The head means he is the source.
Pea tähendab, et ta on allikas.
And he has to provide.
Ja ta peab varustama.
And I will tell you, my sisters.
Ja ma ütlen teile aeg.
I will tell to the young ladies.
Ma ütlen noortele naistele.
I will just advise them.
Ma annan teile nõu.
When a man wants to date you,
kui mees tahab sinuga kohtamas käia,
first ask him.
Küsi tema kõigepealt.
Are you in the presence of God? Are you in the presence of God?
Kas sina oled Jumala ligialus?
And then tell him, do you work? And ask him, do you work?
Ja küsi tema, kas sa käid tööl?
Hello.
Või kas sa töötad?
Because that is the purpose of a man.
Sest see on mehe eesmärk.
He has to be in the presence of God.
Ta peab olema Jumala ligialus.
He has to bring from God.
Ta peab tooma Jumala käest.
He has to teach his wife.
Peab õpetama oma naist.
He has to teach his children.
Oma lapsi.
From God.
Seda, mida ta saab Jumala käest.
And he has to provide them.
Ja ta peab neid ülal pidama.
And number three you want to ask him is. Number three, I really want to ask.
Asi, mida siis küsige selle mehe käest.
Can you develop me?
Kas sa suudad mind arendada?
Can you improve me?
Kas sa suudad mind parandada, paremaks muuta?
If he doesn't have the presence of God,
kui tal pole Jumala ligialu,
if he doesn't work,
kui ta ei tee tööd,
and if he cannot develop it,
ja kui ta ei suuda sind arendada,
number four question,
siis neljas küsimus,
ask him, can you cook?
Neljas küsimus, sa küsi, kas sa oskad süüa teha?
Hallo. All the patriarchs has cooked.
Kõik patriarchid on osanud süüa teha.
Abraham cooked.
Abraham tegi süüa.
And Jesus cooked.
Jeesus tegi süüa.
The purpose that we work in the house, it doesn't change our identity. The physical work.
Füüsiline töö.
It doesn't change our identity.
See ei muuda meie identiteeti.
It doesn't change our position.
See ei muuda meie positsiooni.
Amen.
Amen.
In fact, in the east. In the east.
Idas.
Men stay at home.
On mehed kodusad.
And the women go out.
Ja naised lähevad välja.
And they are the shepherds. Shepherd. Shepherd. They keep the sheep.
Ja on karjased.
But the men stays at home.
Kuid mehed on kodus.
They have to protect.
Nad peavad kaitsma.
Their home.
Oma kodusid.
They have to protect.
Nad peavad kaitsma.
Their nation. Their nation. Enemy should not come. Nation, country, city.
Nad peavad oma maad kaitsma.
So, What we do,
mis me siis teeme?
It doesn't change our position.
Siis see, mida me teeme, ei muuda meie positsiooni.
What the devil has been doing?
Mida saatan on püüdnud teha?
The devil was going after a woman.
Ta on läinud naise järgi.
Because he has to catch the woman.
Ta tahab naist kätte saada.
She's very influential.
Sest naine on kergesti mõjutatud.
A man can be easily influenced. Have I right?
Ja mees saab läbi naise kergesti mõjutada.
Have I right or wrong?
Kas mul on õigus või mitte?
A husband is influenced, in fact, by his wife.
Ja mees saab mõjutada läbi tema naise.
The man has to command, has to order.
Mees peab olema see, kes jagab, kes on nagu juhi positsioon.
But the way of God, not the way of the devil.
Kuid Jumala tee, mitte saatana tee ja selline.
And the woman has to reproduce it, has to expand it.
Ja naine peab laiendama.
And if the woman,
ja kui naine,
or let me see, the man can be, do this, not do that.
Et mees võib olla selline, tee seda, ära tee seda.
But the woman,
kuid naine,
it's enough, she looked at him.
Kuid piisab sellest, kui naine lihtsalt vaatab su poole.
If she looks at you,
kui ta vaatab su poole,
so your day is spoiled.
Siis on sinu päev rikutud.
Women, they influence. Women, they influence.
Naisel on selline mõju.
And men, they command.
Naised mõjutavad ja mehed käsivad.
So my team tonight,
minu tänane teema,
I just want to take you to the real, teaching. The real teaching.
Ma tahan nüüd jõuda tõelise õpetuseni.
In the spiritual area.
Vaimsesse alas.
Why is the church so weak?
Miks kogudus on nii nõrk?
Why is the church is dwindling? It is just disappearing. The church is getting weaker and weaker.
Miks kogudus muutub üha nõrgemaks ja
nõrgemaks? I will give you an example.
Toon teile näite.
A paralyzed person.
Halvatud inimene.
What can you do with that?
Mida sa teed sellisega?
There are two kind of paralysis.
On kaks liiki halvatust.
It is called hemiplegia or quadriplegia. It's all right. It's half of the person is paralyzed.
Et sellist liike halvatused, pool ihu on halvatud.
So the religion has been killing the gift of the woman in the church. Religion has been killing the gift of the woman in the church.
Et religioon on tapnud naise ande koguduses.
And the woman has been classified in the kitchen.
Ja naine on surutud kööki.
Or in the bed.
Või voodisse.
No spiritual position.
Et talle ei ole antud vaimset positsiooni.
And the spirit man.
Ja vaim inimene.
We are created to think like God.
Vaim inimesena oleme ka meie loodud mõtlema Jumala sarnaselt.
To walk like God.
Kõndima nagu Jumal.
And to work like God.
Ja töötama nagu Jumal.
The man has to think like God.
Inimene peab mõtlema
nagu Jumal. And the woman has to think like God.
Mees peab mõtlema nagu Jumal ja naine peab mõtlema.
We have the same spirit.
Meil on sama vaim.
In the church.
Koguduses.
It is different.
Koguduses on teistmoodi.
It is the spirit of God that gives the gift.
See on Jumala vaim, kes on selle anni antud.
And it is the spirit of God that works in the man and in the woman.
See on Jumala vaim, kes töötab nii mehes kui naises.
It's not by the man or the woman, but by the spirit of God.
Et miski ei ole nagu mehe ega naise läbi, vaid Jumala vaimu läbi.
And the church has been perverted.
Ja kogudus on nagu rikutud.
And the men, they are still sitting and discussing, shall a woman be a pastor, shall a woman be a leader, a diakon, always discussion and discussion.
Mehed peavad oma vahel diskussioone, et kas naine võib olla pastor, diakon, juht.
And they are killing the gifts of the church.
Ja nad tapavad sellega kogudusele antud andi.
That's why the church is dying.
Sellepärast kogudus on suremas.
A paralyzed person, it is very burden for others.
avatud inimene on teistele nagu koormus.
You have to lift that person.
Sa pead teda tõstma.
You have to feed that person.
Toitma.
You have to take care of that person.
Temast hoolitsema.
The church today is in that picture.
Et praegu nagu kogudus ongi praegu selline.
Because half of the body
sest pool kehast.
It is not functioning in the spirit of God.
Ei toimi Jumala vaimus.
Amen.
Amen.
So today,
täna,
God want to restore His church.
Tahab Jumal taastada oma koguduse.
Yes, the church, the Garden of Eden starts at home.
Et Edeni aeg algab kodus.
Heaven starts at home.
Taevas algab kodus.
I love to see you just holding one another.
Mulle meeldib teid kahte vaadata, kuidas te hoiate üksteist.
Man leaves his wife and he cleans, he becomes one with his wife.
Et mees saab üheks oma naisega.
Man and woman are one.
Mees ja naine, nemad on üks.
And a man and woman who just fear God.
Mees ja naine, kes kardavad Issandat.
It's heaven is open upon them.
Siis taevas on avatud nende kohal.
And heaven started to take care of this family.
Ja taevas hakkab hoolitsema selle perekonna eest.
And you can say if you fear God, if you know God, then you are living in heaven here on earth.
Ja kui sa kardad Jumalat, siis sa võid öelda, et sa elad nagu taevas.
What does it mean, the spiritual function?
Mida see vaimne funktsioon tähendab?
We are a new creation.
Me oleme uus loodu.
When we receive Jesus Christ.
Me võtsime Jeesuse vastu.
We are new creation.
Siis me saime uueks looduks.
We are from heaven.
Me oleme pärit taevas.
And the spirit of God is in us.
Ja Jumala vaim elab meie sees.
And the spirit of God.
Ja Jumala vaim.
Has a function to do.
Sellel on üks funktsioon.
That we have to represent him.
See eesmärk, et me peame teda esindama siin
maailmas. We will raise our children.
Me kasvatame oma lapsi.
According to the standard of God.
Jumala standardi kohaselt.
We will not be influenced by the world.
Meid ei mõjuta maailm.
If we are really working and walking in the spirit.
Kui me tõesti töötame ja käime Jumala vaimus.
The spirit in us is greater than the spirit on the earth.
Siis Jumala vaim meie sees on suurem kui maailma vaim.
Your children are protected.
Ja sinu lapsed on kaitstud.
The presence of God will be with your children.
Jumala ligi on sinu lastega.
Peace will be with your children.
Rahu on sinu lastega.
The prayer of the righteous man avails a lot.
Õige inimese väge palve saadab palju korda.
And you are just raising, I mean presidents and people who will build up your nation.
Ja sa kasvatad presidente ja inimesi, kes sinu rahvast üles ehitavad.
It's your children who are going to take over of the nation.
Need on sinu lapsed, kes kannavad hoolt selle rahva ees.
But we are not walking in the spirit.
Kuid me ei käi vaimus.
The church is not a good picture.
Et kogudus ei ole just kena pilt, mida vaadata.
We are all broken.
Me oleme kõik katkised.
Our family is broken.
Pered on katki.
And our daughters and our sons, they are out.
Ja meie pojad ja tütred on kuskil seal väljas.
The devil is manipulating them.
Saatan manipuleerib nendega.
And what shall we do?
Mida me siis teeme?
What is the purpose of a woman today?
Mis on naise eesmärk täna?
I just want to encourage you.
Ma tahan teid julgustada.
Find out your identity.
Et uuri välja, mis on sinu identiteet.
And find out your purpose, why you are here on earth.
Ja uuri välja, mille jaoks sa oled siin maa peal.
Find out your right.
Your right.
Your right.
Et uuri välja oma õigused.
When you are born again,
kui sa oled uuesti sündinud,
you can have direct access with heaven.
Siis sul on otsene ligipääs taevasse.
Jesus is the head of the church.
Jeesus on koguduse pea.
And if the man is God-fearing man,
ja kui mees kardab Jumalat,
it becomes double action, double potential.
Siis tegib topelt potentsiaalt.
Yes, as a rule, the man has to receive from Jesus.
kui sellel juhi kohal oli ja peab mees saama Jeesuse käest.
And when the man says, God is speaking like this.
Ja kui mees ütleb, Jumal räägib nõnda.
And she says, yes, I heard him also.
Ja naine ütleb, ja, ka mina kuulsin seda tema käest.
If two agrees in the name of Jesus.
Kui kaks on ühel meelel Jeesuse nimel.
They can do whatever they want.
Siis nad võivad teha mida iganes.
They can change situations.
Nad võivad olukordi muuta.
Amen.
Amen.
If the man is in his position,
kui mees on oma positsioonil,
the woman is not down there.
Naine ei ole kuskil seal all.
She is his body.
Ja vaid on tema ihu.
And she is with him.
Ja naine on temaga koos.
They are working side by side.
Siis nad töötavad külje kõrval.
He maybe is the head authority.
Temal on nagu see pea.
Not in the wrong way.
Kuid mitte valel viisil.
Not in a fleshly way.
Mitte lihalikul viisil.
Not on... Just to satisfy himself. No. Not satisfy himself.
Mitte selleks, et nagu ennast rahuldada.
But to do the will of God.
Vaid selleks, et teha Jumala tahet.
And she is very, very emotional.
Ja naine on väga emotsionaalne.
And she says, yes.
Ja ütleb, jaa.
And she helps the man.
Ja aitab abikaasat.
The man will get the vision.
Mees saab nägemsa visiooni.
And she will multiply it.
Ja naine...
She will expand it.
Laiendab seda.
She will speak to her children.
Räägib oma lastega.
She will speak to her neighbors.
Räägib oma naabritega.
She will speak at her job.
Räägib oma töökoha.
She spreads the kingdom of God. She spreads the kingdom of God.
Ta levitab Jumala kuningriiki.
Go with me to Psalm.
Lähme nüüd laulude raamatusse.
Psalm 68.
Laul 68.
Psalm 68 says.
Just one moment.
About the woman. I'm wrong. Okay, let me find it. I'll find it later on. But it says, the woman that spreads the gospel, they are like a host, big host. And the kings, they can defeat the kings. I will give you the scripture later on. So a woman is like a fire, ignites the fire.
Ignites the fire.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
And God said, Men.
Men.
Mees.
Love your wives.
Armasta oma naist.
If you love your wife.
Kui sa armastad oma naist.
As God loves her.
Nagu Jumal teda armastab.
She will function for you. Perfect.
Siis ta funktsioneerib sinu heaks.
There is no way in the Bible that says women love your husband.
Kuskil piilis ei ütle, et naised armastage oma mehi.
It says, men love women.
Ütleb, et mehed armastage oma naisi.
And it says, as Jesus.
Nagu Jeesus.
He cleaned his wife, Ecclesia, the church.
Et tema puhastas oma pruudi, koguduse.
By his blood.
Oma verega.
And men.
Ja mees,
how do you clean your wife?
Kuidas sina puhastad oma naisi?
By loving them.
Armastades teda.
By speaking to them what God said to them.
Rääkides neile, mida Jumal on sulle öelnud.
By leading them into the way of God.
Juhtides teda Jumala teedele.
And by just protecting them.
Ja lihtsalt kaitstes neid.
And provide them.
Ning varustades neid.
If you bring money,
kui sa tood raha,
the woman will make it food for you.
Siis naine teeb sulle süüa.
If you bring anything,
kui sa tood ükskõik mida,
she will multiply and give you.
Siis siis ta paljundab seda ja annab seda tagasi.
She is full of creation.
Ta on täis loomingulisust.
But she needed to be loved. She needed to be loved.
Kuid ta väga vajab, et teda armastataks.
If you are the head.
Kui sina oled pea.
Who is carrying the head?
Kes kannab pea.
This neck.
Kae.
And in fact.
Ja tegelikult.
Where the neck moves, the head moves.
Siis kui pae liigub, siis pea liigub.
You have to teach her properly. Teach her the way of God.
Sa pead talle õpetama Jumala teed.
And it will make you a prosperous and victorious man.
Ja siis see teeb sind võidukaks meheks, edukaks meheks.
What God is in need of us today?
Mida me täna vajame?
We have to come back to the original plan of God.
On see, et me peame tulema tagasi Jumala algse plaani juurde.
Before the fall of man.
Mis oli enne inimese langemist.
Man and woman were equal.
Siis see mees ja naine olid võrdsed.
And when Jesus Christ died.
Kui Jeesus suri.
He brought us back.
Siis ta tõi meid tagasi.
And man and woman are equal now.
Ja mees ja naine on nüüd võrdsed jälle.
And we need now to walk in the Spirit.
Me peame nüüd käima vaimus.
The Spirit of God is here to heal us.
Jumala vaim on siin, et meid tervendada.
There are so many broken women and broken men.
On palju katkiseid mehi ja naisi.
The devil has been there.
Saatan on seda teinud.
And destroyed the relationship.
Et ta on hävitanud suhted.
And children were not grown up by the love of Jesus.
Lapsed ei ole kasvatatud Jumala armastuses.
Children who are not being loved and protected by God.
Lapsed, keda Jumala armastus ei ole kaitsnud.
The devil is teaching them outside.
Neid nagu saatan seal väljas pool.
And what are we seeing today?
Ja mida me näeme täna?
Perversion.
Rikutus.
Perversion.
Perversusi.
And our children.
Ja meie lapsed.
It's time now.
On aeg, et
that we pray and fast.
Et me paluksime ja paastuksime.
That we forgive one another.
Et me andestaksime üks teisele.
Men who fear God.
Mehed, kes kardavad Issandat.
They need to stand before the Lord.
Nad peavad seisma Issanda ees.
And stand on the gap of their forefathers.
Ja seisma oma esiisade jälgedes.
And all the men who are just, violating the woman now.
Ja kõik mehed, kes praegu rikkuvad meist.
They need to ask forgiveness from God.
Nad peavad Jumala käest andestust paluma.
How many women have been tortured?
Kui palju naisi on piinatud?
How many women are being sexually abused?
Kui palju naisi on seksuaalselt kuritarvitatud?
How many small girls are being sold to sex?
Kui palju väiksid tüdrukud on?
How many women have been physically tortured?
Kui palju naisi on füüsiliselt piinatud?
The devil has been upon a woman.
Et saatan on nagu olnud naise kallal.
But indirectly is destroying the man. Indirectly it is destroying the man.
Ja kaudselt see hävitab meest.
If the woman is destroyed,
kui naist hävitatakse,
the man is destroyed.
Kui naist hävitatakse, siis mees ka hävitatakse.
The nation is destroyed.
Siis rahvas hävib.
Our nations are destroyed now.
Meie rahvad on nüüd hävitatud.
We have to cultivate.
Me peame harima.
If a man has to be a man.
Mees peab olema mees.
And a woman has to be a woman.
Ja naine peab olema naine.
We cannot be the opposite.
Ei saa olla vastupidi.
If you are a woman,
kui sa oled naine,
don't compete with a man.
Siis ära võistle mehega.
Be yourself.
Ole sina ise.
There are so many women who want to be man at this time.
Nii paljud naised tahavad praegusel ajal olla nagu mehed.
You can never be a man.
Sa ei või kunagi olla.
And there are so many men.
Ja on nii palju mehi.
Who wants to be women?
Kes tahavad olla naised.
And they will never be women.
Nad ei saa kunagi olla naised.
No man can bear a child. No man can bear a child.
Ükski mees ei saa kanda last.
He doesn't have womb.
Tal ei ole üsa.
It is impossible.
See on võimatu.
And no woman can be a father.
Ja ükski naine ei või olla isa.
We hear and see today.
Me kuuleme ja näeme täna.
Poor children.
Vaesed lapsed.
Poor children.
Vaesed lapsed.
I cry for them.
Ma nutan nende pärast.
Man and man has to raise child.
Mees ja mees kasvatavad last.
Where is the mother tender love given by God? How the child will get it?
Kuidas saab laps seda õrna ema armastust, mis on annud emale antud Jumala poolt?
A mother is given the tender love through her breast.
Ja naine annab seda õrna armastust läbi oma rindade.
And if a child did not get the breastfeeding,
ja kui last ei toidata rinnaga,
there is no love tender.
Siis ei ole seda õrna armastust.
There is no confidence.
Siis ei ole enese kindlust.
There is no security.
Ei ole kindlust.
And there is not even the antibodies they are supposed to take.
Ja nad ei saa isegi neid antikehasid, mida nad saavad rinnapiimast.
The breast milk has its own antibody from God.
Ja Jumal on pannud rinnapiima sisse eriliselt antikehad.
Even the poorest children in Africa,
isegi Afrika vaesemad
lapsed, who have been grown by the mother breastfed,
keda on kasvatatud ema rinnapiimane ajal,
they are more secure than the European Western children.
Nad on turvalisem, nad on nagu enesekindlamad ja kaitstumad kui need läänelapsed.
You can feed a child.
Sa võid toita last.
You can give him the food.
Võid talle anda toitu.
The body will grow.
Keha kasvab.
But the soul is dying.
Kui hing sureb.
No love.
Puudub armastus.
No love of the mother.
Puudub ema armastus.
No protection.
Pole kaitstus.
What kind of generation are we raising today?
Millist põlvkonda me täna kasvatame?
Church, we have to stand now. The church, we have to stand. We have to get up.
Kogudus peab tõusma.
We have to come back to the original plan of God.
Me peame tulema tagasi Jumala algse plaani juurde.
A man is a giver.
Mees on andja.
He cannot be a receiver.
Ta ei saa olla vastuvõtja.
A man can never be pregnant.
Mees ei saa kunagi olla rase.
We hear and see and read, they try to do the operation, but they will never be that.
Me küll kuuleme, et nad püüavad sellist operatsiooni teha, aga see ei õnnestu kunagi.
A man is an exit. Exit.
Mees on nagu...
A woman is entry.
Mees on väljapääs ja naine on nagu sissepääs.
So it is illegal to go against the exit.
Et on nagu illegaalne minna selle väljapääsu.
It's impossible. It's impossible. It's impossible. So what I mean is, the Lord wants to raise you up.
Issand tahab sind üles kasvatada.
To be a real husband.
Et sa oleksid tõeline abikaasa.
To be a real woman.
Tõeline naine.
God has created us in a new way now.
Jumal on meid loonud täiesti uueks.
We can forgive. We can forgive.
Me võime anda andeks.
And we can come back to Jesus.
Ning tulla tagasi Jeesuse juurde.
We can receive our healing power.
Me võime võtta vastu tervendava väe.
Jesus Christ.
Jeesuse Kristuse.
He can fulfill.
Tema võib meid täita.
Everything what we have missed.
Kõigega, millest me oleme ilma jäänud.
The Lord is here to heal us.
Jumal on siin, et meid tervendada.
If you are not married.
Kui sa pole abielus.
If you don't have husband.
Kui sa pole abikaasad.
Jesus is your husband.
Siis Jeesus on sinu abikaasad.
He will give you much more love.
Ta annab sulle palju rohkem armastust.
He will heal you.
Ta tervendab sind.
He will restore you.
Taastab sind.
And wait.
Ja oota.
Wait and pray.
Oota ja palveta.
He will give you the man after his heart.
Annab sulle mehe tema südame järgi.
Don't do any other wrong way.
Ära tee seda vale viisil.
Let Jesus be your husband.
Lase Jeesusel olla sinu abikaasa.
The husband.
Abikaasa.
Is a giver.
On andja.
Jesus is a giver.
Jeesus on andja.
The church is his wife.
Ja kogudus on tema pruut.
And the wife is a prophet.
Ja naine on prophet.
She never forget.
Ta ei unusta.
And Jesus gives his word to us.
Jumal andis meile oma sõna.
And we have to tell him.
Ja me peame ütlema.
We have to remind him.
ja seda meelde tuletama.
Jesus, he told me like this. He told me. You told me.
Teie ütlesite mulle.
And do it.
Tee seda.
I don't know if you got it in the right way. But
ma ei tea, kas te saite õigesti.
When you just give the woman a word,
kui sa annad naisele sõna,
she will keep it.
Siis ta hoiab seda.
She will multiply it.
Paljundab seda.
If you give her a word,
kui sa annad talle sõna,
she will make it a sentence.
Siis ta teeb sellest lause.
If you give her a sentence,
kui sa annad talle lause,
she will give it a paragraph.
Siis ta teeb sellest terve lõigu.
If you give her a paragraph,
kui sa annad talle lõigu,
she will make it a book.
Siis ta teeb sellest raamatu.
If you give her frustration,
kui sa annad talle meeleheidet,
she will give it hell. Hell.
Siis ta annab selle põrgu.
If you give her frustration,
kui sa annad talle kurvastust meeleheidet,
she will give it hell.
Siis ta annab selle põrgu.
What you give her,
see, mida sa talle annab,
she will multiply it,
siis ta paljundab seda,
and she will give you back.
Ja annab seda tagasi, paljundab.
Give her good things,
anna talle häid asju,
and you will receive good things.
Ja sa saad temalt häid asju.
And ladies who have been abused,
naised, keda on kuritarvitatud,
we have to forgive.
Nad peavad andestama.
It's not them, it's not the men.
See pole mees.
It is evil spirit behind men.
See on kuri vaim, kes on mehe taga.
Or have been stealing your right.
Kes on sinu õigusi varastanud.
Have been stealing your husband.
Kes on sinu abikaasat mõjutanud.
Have been stealing your right.
Nad on sinu õigusi nagu varastanud.
And Jesus said.
Ja Jeesus ütles.
They don't know what they do.
Nad ei tea, mis nad teevad.
Forgive them.
Andestan neile.
Jesus is coming soon.
Jeesus tuleb varsti.
We have to shake off all the religion.
Me peame kõik selle religiooni.
And tradition. Tradition and culture.
Ja traditsiooni.
We have to come back into the culture of heaven.
Me peame tagasi tulema taevase kultuuri juurde.
Now Jesus Christ is looking after you and me.
Nüüd Jumal otsib sind ja mind.
I heard that you are going to see soon. Your village, what you call this, your island is going to see. A film, gay film on Monday.
Aha, et esmaspäeval näidatakse siin saarel ühte gay filmi.
What do you do?
Mida te teete?
What do you do?
Mida te teete?
Wake up! Wake up!
Ärgake üles!
You have to wake up!
Te peate üles ärkama.
You have to wake up!
Te peate üles ärkama.
Come back to the spirit.
Tulge tagasi vaimu.
And take the power of resurrection.
Ja võtke üles tõusmise vägi.
You are the representative of the kingdom of God.
Te olete Jumala kuningriigi esindaja.
And Jesus Christ in you.
Ja Jeesus Kristus sinu sees.
Is revealed to destroy the work of the evil.
Ta saab ilmsiks, et hävitada kuradi töö.
The prayer of the righteous.
Õige inimese väge palve.
It works a lot.
Ja saadab palju korda.
You can't stop this.
Te võite selle peatada.
Even though if they show.
Isegi kui nad näitevad.
In the spirit realm.
Siis vaimumaal.
You can destroy it.
Võite selle mõju kõik.
Our struggle is not against the flesh and blood.
Meie võitlus ei ole liha ega vere vastu.
But against the evil spirits.
Vaid kurjade vaimude vastu.
The spirit of darkness.
Pimeduse jõudude vastu.
The spirit of corruption.
Korruptsiooni jõudude vastu.
We have full power.
Meil on kogu vägi.
We love our brothers and sisters and children.
Me arvastame oma vendi õdesid ja lapsi.
It's not their fault.
See ei ole nende süü.
It's the fault of you and me.
See on sinu ja minu süü.
We have been sleeping.
Me oleme maganud.
And the devil was coming inside.
Ja kurat hiilis sisse.
And separating each and everybody.
Ja eraldas meid üks teises.
And he won't take everybody to him with him.
Ja ta tahab kõiki omaga koos põrgu viia.
We are living in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Me elame Sodoma ja Gomorra päevil.
What happens in Sodom and Gomorrah?
Mis juhtus Sodoma ja Gomorraga?
God raises only one man, Noah. Noah.
Jumal tõstis ainult ühe inimese, Noah.
And he told him.
Ja ütles.
I'm going to wipe it out.
Ma hävitan kõik.
Preach to them, teach them.
Õpeta neid.
Tell them.
Räägi neile.
Let them repent.
Las nad parandavad meel.
Everybody was laughing at him. was beautiful is about.
Kõik naersid noa üle, kui ta ehitas seda laeva.
And he was preaching to all of them.
Ja ta jutlustas neile kõik.
40 years.
40 aastat.
And they came.
The ja siis tuli see päev.
God wiped away Sodom and Gomorrah.
Jumal hävitas Sodoma ja Gomorra.
Tomorrow I'm going to speak about that.
Homme ma räägingi sellest.
At the end day, the end time.
Lõpuajas.
You are Noah in this day.
Teie olete selle päeva, selle ajast on Noah.
We are going to give accountability before the Lord.
Me oleme nagu vastutavad Jumala ees.
We cannot tell to God I was a woman.
Me ei saa öelda Jumalale, aga mina olin naine.
We cannot tell to God I didn't have a man.
Ega öelda Jumalale, aga mul ei olnud mees.
You have the spirit of God.
Sinu sees on Jumala vaim.
And the spirit of God in you.
Ja Jumala vaim sinu sees.
Is to bring the kingdom of God in you and around you.
On selleks, et tuua Jumala kuningriiki sinu sisse ja sinu ümber.
So we have to rise up.
Nii et me peame tõusma üles.
I'm sorry, ladies, I had another preaching.
Vabandan, naised, mul oli üks teine jutlus.
But the spirit of God is bringing me onto this, back to this end time message.
Kuid Jumala vaim toob mind tagasi selle lõpuaja jutluse sõnumi juurde.
God is God of today.
Jumal on täna, see päeva Jumal.
And God can change our life today.
Ja Jumal saab muuta meie elusid täna.
And make our life to be changers of life.
Ja teha meie eludest, teha meid elude muutjateks.
Now we need to stand up.
Nüüd tõuseme üles.
We are going to pray for one another.
Me palvetame üksteise eest.
And I say,
mina ütlen,
the spirit of God is in us now.
Et Jumala vaim on meie sees nüüd.
As I said, woman is very powerful.
Naine on väga võimas.
And if you have been away to a sinful action, if you have been away,
kui sa oled olnud tee,
that you said yes to any sexual perversion.
Et kui sa oled nagu öelnud jah mingile seksuaalsele perversusele,
you are not for sale.
Siis tead, sa ei ole müügiks.
You are very precious woman.
Sa oled väga kallis naine.
You are the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Püha vaimu tempel.
So we need to ask forgiveness.
Nii et me peame paluma andestust.
If a man has been playing with a woman,
kui mees on mänginud naisega,
and you are just enjoying your life and going from one woman to the second woman to the third woman,
kui oled nautinud elu ja läinud ühe naise juurest teise juurde.
You have been playing with the most important person.
Siis oled sa mänginud väga
rejecting her life.
Ja nagu hüljanud tema.
Using her like sex object.
Kasutanud teda kui seksuaalobjekti.
We need to ask forgiveness to God.
Siis me peame Jumala käest andestust paluma.
We have to be clean from this unclean motive.
Me peame sellest mitte andvast motiivist saama vabastatud.
Sexual.
Seksuaalsusest.
Desire.
Seksuaalsest ihast.
It's normal.
Tahtis öelda, et seksuaalne iha on normaalne.
But to misuse it, it's not normal.
Selle väär kasutus ei ole normaalne.
And God want to heal us.
Ja Jumal tahab meid tervendada.
God want to clean us.
Tahab meid puhastada.
God says if you repent.
Jumal ütleb, kui sa parandad meelt.
If you come back to me.
Tuleb mu juurde tagasi.
I will come back to you.
Siis mina tulen tagasi sinu juurde.
There are so many dirty and filthy actions through the media, through television, through internet.
Läbi meedia televisiooni me näeme interneti igasuguseid rohkusi.
What we see.
Ja need, mida näeme.
It influences our life.
Need asjad mõjutavad meie elu.
All this kind of pornography.
Kõik see pornograafia.
All this kind of sexual perversion.
Kogu see seksuaalne perversus.
We need to ask forgiveness.
Me peame paluma andestust.
Sex is created.
Sex on loodud.
Between a man and woman.
Mehe ja naise vahel olema.
Legally married.
Kes on seaduslikus abielus.
It's the greatest worship for God.
See toob au Jumalale.
It's a blessing.
See on õnnistus.
But if we use it without the rule of God.
Kui me seda Jumala plaanist väljaspool kasutame.
We are allowing the devil.
Siis me laseme vaenlase.
To be worshipped.
Siis me nagu sellega toome au.
And that's why he is destroying.
Ja sellepärast ta hävitabki.
Our men and women.
Meie mehi ja naisi.
In the name of Jesus.
Jeesuse nimel.
This is the time.
See on aeg.
That we come back to our original life and purpose.
Et me tuleksime tagasi meie algse eesmärgi juurde.
God loves you, my sister.
Jumal armastab sind.
God loves you, my brother.
Jumal armastab sind, mu
vend. We have responsibility.
Meil on vastutus.
We have a legacy to leave.
Me peame jätma pärandi.
Just we come back to God. We come back to God.
Me tuleme jälle.
He will restore us.
Ja ta taastab meid.
He will restore you.
Ta taastab teid.
In the name of Jesus.
Jeesuse nimel.
I feel like a heavy, heavy, heavy burden upon us tonight.
Ma tunnen nagu ühte rasket koormat meie peal täna.
We have to break it.
Me peame selle murdma.
We have to break it.
Me peame selle murdma.
In the name of Jesus.
Jeesuse Kristuse
nimel. Any bitterness.
Igasugune kibestumine.
In relationship.
Suhetes.
Between man and man, woman.
Mehe ja naiste vahelistes suhetes.
Between your previous relationships.
Ka sinu eelmistes suhete vahel.
We need to break it.
Me peame selle murdma.
And when we break it.
Ja kui me selle murrame.
Through forgiveness.
Siis läbi andestuse.
Healing will come.
Tuleb tervenemine.
When healing comes.
Kui tuleb tervenemine.
The spirit of God will come.
Siis tuleb Jumala vaim.
When the spirit of God comes.
Kui tuleb Jumala vaim.
A blessing will come.
Tuleb õnnistus.
Peace will come.
Rahu.
And fruit will come.
Ja viljakus.
Your children will get married in normal way.
Ja sinu lapsed abielluvad normaalsel viisil.
You single one, you are going to get married.
Ja kui sa oled vallaline, siis sa
with a man who is healed and restored.
Abiellud mehega, kes on tervenenud ja taastatud.
Everything is possible for those who believe.
Kõik on võimalik sellele, kes usub.
In the name of Jesus.
Jeesuse nimel.
I will read one Bible verse and then we'll finish.
Ma loen ühe piibli koha.
And it is in Isaiah 52. Isaiah 52.
See on Jesaja 52. Peatükk.
And we read it verse 2 and 3. Isaiah 52.
Verse 2 and 3. Ja saja 53, salmid 2.
1 and 2, it's okay. 1 and 2.
Salmid 1 ja 2.
Karidi.
Kes usub meie kuulutust ja kellele on ilmutatud issanda käsivars, sest ta tõusis meie ees nagu võsuke, otse kui juur põuasest maast, ei olnud tal kuju ega ilu, et teda vaadata, ega olnud tal välimust, et teda ihaldada.
So also check, did you read this one? 1, 2. Yeah? Okay. So the Lord is speaking to each one of us now. Wake, awake, awake. Did you read the right one? You were reading wrong.
Ma lugesin vale selle, vale asja. Vabandus.
52.
52, jah. Ärka, ärka, ehi ennast oma jõuga siion. Pane selga oma ilusad riided, Jerusalem, püha linn. Sest sinu sisse ei tule enam ümber lõikamatu ja rüve. Puhasta ennast tolmust, tõuse üles, istu Jerusalem. Su kaara köidikud on vallandanud, vang Sioni tütar.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And God is giving us authority, key, back to us.
Jumal annab meile tagasi nagu meelevalla võtma.
He is saying to each one of us, wake up, wake up.
Ta ütleb iga ühele meist, ärka üles, ärka.
Put your strength now.
Ehi ennast oma jõuga.
Receive Jesus.
Võtta vastu Jeesus.
You have the power of resurrection in you.
Sinu sees on üles tõusmise vägi.
Don't put down your head.
Ära langeta oma pead.
Lift up your head, my sister.
Tõsta oma pea üles, mõõda.
Be encouraged, my brother.
Ole julgustatud, mu vend.
And God is saying, put your beautiful garment.
Ja Jumal ütleb, pane oma ilusad riided selga.
Put the new man, the Jesus man.
Pane selga uus inimene, kes on Jeesuse sarnane.
The righteousness of Jesus Christ.
Jeesuse Kristuse õigsus.
And he is calling you Jerusalem.
Ja ta hüüab sind Jerusalem.
Jerusalem means the city of peace.
Rahulinn.
A woman who has God, she is a city of peace.
Naine, kellel on Jumal, tema on rahulinn.
You are a blessing to your husband.
Sa oled õnnistuseks oma
You are a blessing to your children.
Sa oled õnnistuseks oma lastele.
You are a blessing to your neighbors.
Õnnistuseks oma naabritele.
You are a blessing to your church.
Ja õnnistuseks oma kogudusele.
And he is calling you holy city.
Ja ta kutsub sind pühaks linnaks.
Have Jesus Christ, embrace him.
Emba Jeesus Kristust.
You will blossom.
Ja sa õitsed.
You will bear fruits.
Sa kannad vilja.
You will be the beautiful one.
Sa oled kaunis.
And he is saying to you.
Ja ta ütleb sulle.
For there shall no more come unto you the uncircumcised and ugly.
Sest sinu sisse ei tule enam ümber lõikamatu ja rüve.
You have the power of Jesus.
Sul on Jeesuse vägi.
To say no to anything which is not clean.
Öelda ei kõigele, mis on, ei ole puhas.
Unclean thoughts.
Ebapuhtad mõtted.
Unclean words.
Ebapuhtad sõnad.
Unclean motive.
Ebapuhtad motiivid.
You have to say no now.
Sa pead neile ütlema ei.
You are the most beautiful person.
Sa oled kõige ilusam isik.
Love yourself.
Armasta iseend.
Speak to yourself.
Räägi endaga.
You are the most beautiful creation.
Sa oled kõige ilusam loodu.
You are the glory of God.
Sa oled Jumala au.
You are the crown of the nature.
Sa oled kroon.
And God says, kroon. Shake yourself.
Puhasta ennast.
From the dust and arise.
Tolmust ja tõuse üles.
Be seated, O Jerusalem.
Istu Jerusalem.
Loose the bonds from your neck.
Su kaela köidikud on vallandunud.
O captive daughter of Zion.
Vang Sioni tütar.
So you have the power.
Nii et sul on vägi.
By forgiving.
Andestuse läbi.
You are breaking a bandage.
Sa murrad ikkad.
Amen.
Köidikud. Amen.
Just forgiving.
Lihtsalt andes andeks.
And shake off all the negative thoughts.
Ja raputa endalt kõik negatiivsed mõtted.
You say no, 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 no.
Ütle ei, ei.
I am very important person.
Ma olen väga tähtis isik.
I am the bride of the bridegroom.
Ma olen peigmehe pruut.
I am meant to be a multiplier.
Ma olen loodud paljundajaks.
All for the good things.
Kõikide head asjade paljundajaks.
You who did not have children.
Teie, kellel pole lapsi.
There are children in the streets.
Tänavail on lapsed.
In the, what you call this, night clubs.
Ja ööklubides.
Go there.
Mine sinna.
Be mothers.
Olge emadeks.
Go to the school.
Minge koolidesse.
Be mothers.
Olge emadeks.
Go to the young girls. Go to the young girls.
Minge noorte tüdrukute juurde.
Who are selling their lives.
Kes müüvad oma elusid.
Be mothers.
Olge emadeks.
Be sisters.
Olge õdedeks.
You have the power of God.
Teil on Jumala vägi.
Save them.
Öelge neile.
From this evil world.
Päästke nad sellest kurjast maailmast.
Train them.
Treenige neid.
To be a right citizen. Right citizen.
Treenige neid olema õiged.
How many young men and women are in drugs now?
Kui paljud noored on praegu sõltuvuses narkootikumidest?
How many young men and women are criminals now?
Kriminaalsel teel.
How many men and women are dying with knark, with drugs?
Kui paljud noored surevad narkootikumidega?
How many young children are committing suicide?
Kui paljud noored lapsed sooritavad enese?
What are you doing?
Mida meie teeme?
I am not married. No, stop that.
Ma ei ole abielus ja...
I don't have this. Stop that.
Mul ei ole seda. Lõpeta see.
You have all the heaven.
Sul on kogu taevas.
Pray for your nation. Pray for your nation.
Palveta oma rahva eest.
Pray for the children.
Palveta laste eest.
And save the children.
Ja päästa lapsed.
I have chosen.
Ma olen valinud.
To leave my family.
Jätta ma pere.
To leave my husband.
Oma abikaasa.
And I want to stay in the prison.
Ja ma tahan olla vanglas.
I want to preach in the prison.
Ma tahan jutlustada vanglas.
I want to tell them good news.
Ma tahan rääkida häid uudiseid.
I don't want to preach in the spoiled church.
Ma ei taha jutlustada rikutud koguduses.
We are so spoiled.
Me oleme nii...
Preacher, come.
See, et ma ei taha jutlustada hellitatud koguduses. Me oleme nii ära hellitatud, et...
And we are letting the nation die.
Nüüd kui jutlustame siin ja laseme rahval surra.
I am going to the prison of Estonia.
Ma lähen Eesti vanglatesse.
I'm going to Tartu.
Ma lähen Tartu vanglasse.
This is my first time.
See on mu neljas kord.
I'm going to Tallinn.
Tallinnasse.
Many times.
Palju kordi.
And I'm going to Jõhvi.
Ja ma lähen Jõhvisse.
You know why?
Teate miks?
These are very precious youngsters. Very precious youngsters.
Seal on väga kalli hinnalised noored.
They are hopeless.
No, need on ilma lootuseta.
Criminals.
Kriminaalid.
They are murderers.
Võrtsukad.
But they are getting Jesus Christ.
Kuid nad võtavad vastu Jeesuse.
Many are receiving Jesus Christ.
Paljud neist võtavad vastu Jeesuse.
What are you doing?
Mida teie siin teete?
What's your purpose?
Mis on teie eesmärk?
As a mother.
Emana.
I am speaking to the mother tonight.
Ma räägin emadele täna.
You have enough to do.
Teil on palju teha.
You can do 5 times than what the men are doing.
Te võite teha 5 korda nii palju kui mehed teevad.
Because we are given 5 times full energy.
Sest meil on antud 5-kordne energia.
We can quickly think.
Me võime kiiresti mõelda.
We can quickly reach people.
Me võime kiiresti sirutada inimestani.
We can quickly speak to people.
Me võime kiiresti rääkida inimestega.
We are the carriers of the good news.
Me oleme hea sõnumi kandjad.
And may God bless you.
Las Jumal õnnistab teid.
Now we are going to pray.
Nüüd me palvetame.
I will pray for a broken heart.
Ma palvetan murtud südamete eest.
A heart that has been abused.
Südamete eest, keda on kuritarvitatud.
Sexually.
Seksuaalselt.
Verbally.
Sõnaliselt.
Physically.
Füüsiliselt.
I will pray.
Ma palvetan.
God loves you.
Jumal armustab
teid. I will pray for you.
Ma palvetan teie eest.
Hope the devil was lying to you. The devil was lying to you.
Saatan valetas sulle.
And you felt rejected.
Ja sa tundsid end hüljatuna.
You said nobody wants me.
Sa ütlesid, keegi ei taha mind.
God wants you.
Jumal tahab sind.
Everybody wants you.
Kõik tahavad sind.
You are not just an object of sex.
Sa ei ole lihtsalt seksobjekt.
You have so much to give.
Sul on nii palju anda.
You can feed love.
Sa võid anda armastust.
You can go everywhere.
Sa võid minna kõikjale.
And you can give life.
Ja sa võid anda elu.
You can have so many children.
Sul võib olla nii palju lapsi.
So many brothers and sisters.
Nii palju vendi õdesid.
But we have to move.
Kuid me peame liikuma.
In the name of Jesus.
Jeesuse nimel.
If you have any kind of sickness.
Kui sul on mõni haigus.
Jesus is here.
Siis Jeesus on siin.
He can heal you.
Ta võib sind tervendada.
He healed me.
Ta tervendas mind.
Physically.
Füüsiliselt.
Mentally.
Mentaalselt, vaimselt.
And socially.
Ja sotsiaalselt.
He healed me.
Ta tervendas mind.
He made me free.
Ta tegi mind vabaks.
Many diagnoses.
Paljudest diagnoosidest.
Because of bitterness.
Sest kibestumise tõttu.
I was having a lot of sickness.
Oli mul palju haigusi.
But the Lord has delivered me.
Kuid Issand on mind vabastanud.
If he can heal me.
Kui ta sai tervendada mind.
If he can deliver me.
Kui ta sai mind vabastada.
He will heal you tonight.
Siis ta tervendab sind täna.
We will go through problem.
Me lähme läbi probleemidest.
But we come out winners.
Kuid me tuleme nendest läbi võitjatena.
For Jesus Christ is so faithful in us.
Sest Jeesus on nii ustav meie sees.
Nothing is impossible for Jesus.
Miski pole võimatu Jeesusele.
But if you have some bitterness.
Kuid kui sul on kibestumist.
It can close your blessing.
Siis sulgeb õnnistused.
If you have
unconfessed sins.
Kui sul on üles tunnistamata patte.
It can close your blessings.
See võib sulgeda õnnistused.
If you have a wrong attitude of yourself.
Kui sul on valed suhtumine ise endasse.
Or of others.
Või teistesse.
It can close your blessing.
Siis sulab õnnistused.
If you have negative thoughts.
Kui sul on negatiivsed mõtted.
Negative thought is the house of all frustration.
Negatiivsed mõtted on kogu masenduse nagu aluseks.
And God is going to heal you.
Ja Jumal tervendab sind.
God loves you.
Ja Jumal armastab sind.
You will embrace him.
Ta embab sind.
You will get the bridegroom kiss tonight.
Sa saad täna peigmehe suudluse.
He want to hug you.
Ta tahab sind kallistada.
He want to let you sleep on his arm.
Ta tahab, et sa magaksid tema käe najal.
He want to carry you.
Ta tahab kanda sind.
He want to make you so beautiful.
Ta tahab teha sind nii kauniks.
To represent him.
Et sa esindaksid teda.
In Jesus name.
Jeesuse nimel.
Halleluja.
Halleluja.
If the worshipper can worship, if you...
Kas sa ülistaja saaks palun tulla siia ülistama?
And the Lord is going to just minister you. The Lord will minister you.
Ja Jumal teenib teid.
Amen.
Amen.